Hi, this is Melinda Hill, and you're listening to Storyworthy.
Welcome to the Storyworthy Podcast. Here are your hosts, Christine Blackburn and Hannah Finney.
Welcome to Storyworthy. I am Christine Blackburn, and I'm here with
Hannah Spinney, and we're coming to you from Robbins Brothers, the engagement ring store in Glendale, California.
All right, so that's, what is it? It's a big jewelry store.
It's a big, giant engagement ring store. It's across the kitty corner, as they say, from the Glendale Galleria. There's a big globe out front. I'm not sure what the globe is about. Well, like, they have engagement rings around the world. I'm not sure why they have a spinning globe in their store.
Yeah, but I'm not sure either.
But that's all they do is engagement rings.
And how much are you supposed to spend on an engagement ring? How many months' salary?
I believe it is 2 or 3 months' salary.
So you're spending like $225 on your ring? Is that what you're saying?
No, I actually, what I've done is I've taken the free tickets I get from you working at Universal, and I just trade those for silver, and then I give some other guy in the alley to pound it together.
I think that's really smart. Okay, yeah, and why are we, just tell the folks.
Well, our topic tonight is engaged.
Engaged, and therefore we're coming from an engagement ring store.
Excuse me, we're coming from the engagement ring store. It says right here, copyright, the engagement ring store.
And as always here at Storyworthy, our guest brings the topic. So tonight, Hannes, we have comedian Melinda Hill. She brings the topic engaged. I didn't bring this topic.
No. What we like to do is pretend that we're giving freedom to our guests, but actually it just makes it a lot easier for us. We're like, come here, bring us material, fill our airtime, and we'll, and then you give us something to talk about because we can't be bothered.
That's exactly right. Hey, Hannes, as you know, we now have an app available for your Android phone, and you can purchase the Storyworthy app for only $1.99 at Amazon.com.
Amazon.com? Why, I have many of my shopping needs filled at Amazon.com. What I do is I go to StoryWorthyPodcast.com, I click on the Amazon.com ad, and then everything I buy, a little shekel comes to Storyworthy.
Exactly.
So that's
what it's a way to support the show. It's a way to support the show. Is that
right?
What you're
and
saying?
And still buy all your blenders, your apps, your diapers,
cleaning goods,
your used copies of paperbacks that if you bought them new would be $7, but you're too cheap, so you buy them for $2.
Whatever. We could get 10 cents of that. You don't know.
That's true. So do it, people.
That's right. Go through StoryworthyPodcast.com and click on our Amazon ad. And of course, Hannes, Storyworthy, of course we're on the Facebook, of course we're on the Twitter, and of course we're on Stitcher.com. Are you aware of that?
We are aware of that. No, whatever the next thing is, we're going to be on that before it even exists.
That's exactly right.
Because we're so technologically ahead.
That's exactly right.
And remember, you can also donate directly to Storyworthy. If you want to donate, when you go to StoryWorthyPodcast.com, you click on Donate, and you can support the show just in a monetary way. And if not in a monetary way, go to iTunes, leave us a good review. That helps our standing.
That does help our standing. Did you know that, Hannes?
I just said that.
Okay, thank you very much. It's very true. If you go over to iTunes, you leave us a good comment, we all like that, right?
Right.
All right, now, engaged. Let's talk about it, Hannes. Engaged.
Right. Well, first, let's talk about you. You've been married twice.
I was engaged twice. I was engaged in 1990, and then I was engaged again 10 years later in 2000.
Wow.
Now, the first engagement lasted 8 months, and we got married. And then the second engagement lasted 6 months, and we got married. Now, as I understand it, you're engaged, Hannes.
Well, yeah, but wait a minute. You got engaged for 8 months. How long did that marriage last?
A year and a half.
And then you were engaged for 6 months, and how long did that marriage last?
11 years.
So, it seems like the engagement is not helping. So I've been engaged for about 12, 13 years. So my marriage will last well into the next century.
You're trying to crunch the numbers. You're making it sound skewed.
I'm making a formula.
Listen,
that
if you ask somebody to marry them, then the intent is to marry them. You're engaged to do something. You know what I mean, Hannes? So like why, you know, look, I didn't bring the topic tonight. Our lovely guest, Melinda Hill, brought the topic. You know that.
You say that, and yet it's always a topic that's embarrassing to me, so I think...
So you think I'm conniving her to come up with this topic.
And this is not even her. You have hired an actress named Sylvia Gomez to put on a blonde wig.
You have been engaged since, as I recall, like July of 2010. Is that true?
Yes, that is true,
Your Honor.
So it's
over 2 years.
Well, yes, but then everybody that you has a great marriage is always like, how long have you been together? We've been together 20 years. How long have you been married? We've been married 5 years. You see?
No, I don't see.
Well, neither
does
Sherry.
Why did you propose to her if you didn't have an end game in mind?
I had an end game in mind.
What's the end game?
That I would book a national commercial and be able to afford to put on a decent wedding.
Oh, for goodness sake. Hannes, it costs like $39 to register for a wedding certificate. Really?
Well, we may be going that route because, you know, love is more important.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That's exactly what I'm saying.
Yeah, but, you know, here's my thing. If I'm going to get married, I want the ceremony.
Oh,
it's not that I want
so
the ceremony.
Gross.
I want the presents.
Oh, that's so
gross.
I'm
an attention whore. If I have a chance to stand up in front of 25 people,
I know. Do you know, Hannes, you can have a party any goddamn day of your life. You do not have to get married to throw a party. You can have invitations and rent a hall and a DJ and whatever. You don't have to be getting married. I'm just saying, like, you got engaged. It seems to me the engagement should be the intent to marry.
It is.
Except that you're not getting married.
This is just like being at home.
I'm just saying, I don't understand the holdup. Why get engaged?
Well, don't worry. The holdup is coming to an end pretty quickly.
Oh, really?
I'm not revealing anything here.
That would be very special. I really hope that happens for you guys. No, I think Sherry's the right one for you. I do.
Of course.
But when I, like, my first engagement, like, we knew how we were going to get married, like, outside in a garden, and we knew we were just going to have some appetizers and beer. And then the second time I got married, since I'd already been married, I let my husband and his family plan everything, and I just said, I'll buy a dress, I'll show up, I'll be there.
Right.
You know?
Like, you were in Columbus, Ohio.
Right.
In
a
church.
I just got there. I showed up. Wait, well, what's the difference? I mean, if you want to get married, then just get married.
All right, fine.
I guess that's enough. I guess I've given you enough of a hassle, have I not?
Lord.
I'm going to collect my money from Sherry a little later.
Yeah, the big dough.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we have a guest here. She has a story about being engaged. So please stay where you are, folks, because Melinda Hill is on her way here.
Storyworthy tweets. So join us on Twitter and be our friend on Facebook.
And we're back. We've left Robbins Brothers, the engagement store, walked across the street into the Glendale Galleria, and now we're having a burger at the Red Robin. Robin.
It's a perfect day.
It is a perfect day. This is America, baby.
By the way, where did you get your fiance's ring? You bought her a ring, didn't you?
Yes,
you
did. I did.
Where'd you get that?
Overstock.com.
What's wrong with that?
I don't know. It just sounds...
They've got some good products.
That's true. And this whole thing where it's like, you need to spend $8 million in a engagement ring, which means you need to spend $14 million on the wedding ring. It's like, why, this is all insanity. So, yes, I went for the online. I'm very modern. I'm a very 21st century guy.
I think that's just fine.
It's a nice ring.
Now, if you would stick to the contract of getting married.
Ladies
and gentlemen.
H. Christ.
Melinda Hill's here. She is a comedian, and her stand-up has been featured on The Late Late Show with Craig Ferguson. By the way, Craig Ferguson lives in the neighborhood.
I love Craig Ferguson.
So do I.
Literally my favorite host right now.
I've seen him. In fact, I saw him out trick-or-treating when I took my daughter.
Oh, really?
So there you have it. She's also been featured on The Bonnie Hunt Show. I saw her stand-up on there, Hannes. You can find that online, you know.
Yeah,
you can see her set.
Yeah, watch that.
It's a really good set. She's also played a wide array of characters on Reno 911, The Sarah Silverman Program, and Nick Swartzen's Pretend Time, and also on that Dimitri Martin show. You know that show, Important Things with
Dimitri
Martin? He's a good guy as well. Let's see, Melinda, she's best known for co-hosting Eat My Podcast. Did you know that podcast, Hannes? Eat My Podcast.
It sounds like something that I would have created, and it would turn out falsely to be about food. And people, see, I bet people are like, ooh, eat my podcast. And they're like, yeah, this is dirty. Oh, no.
Melinda also writes, produces, and stars in an online comedy called Romantic Encounters with Melinda Hill. And that is, I believe, on Funny or Die. Yeah, I've seen that on Funny or Die.
Much like me with your soon-to-be ex-husband's film, The Fast Foodie.
Yeah, you're on Funny or Die. I got it, Hannes. Come on, man. It's
I'm
not about
pushing,
you, man.
I'm just,
I know,
I'm
but
just,
this is about Melinda. She is a regular performer at the Improv, the Comedy Store, Sit and Spin, and her own weekly show at the Tiger Lily and Story Experiment. That's like a happy hour, Hannes. They do this thing down at the Gower Gulch. It's like a happy hour where you can workshop your stories. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and that's before the regular show.
That's exactly right, which is the Tiger Lily part, right. And she also has a critically acclaimed comedy album called The Accidental Bisexual, which is very enticing. Am I right?
Come and knock on our door.
As it were. And you can find her at melindahill.com. That is convenient.
That sounds much, that yes, just melindahill.com.
That's
see,
right.
See, it's like if I had hannesfinney.com, no one could spell it, so why should I have it?
Right. That would be like having heinous or hummus finny. Nobody
hummus,
knows.
Honus, anus finny, if you're cockney.
Melinda Hill, that's clear. Ladies and
right,
gentlemen.
Right. Is she still here? I think she may have
here.
Left during this introduction.
Wherever you are, ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for Melinda Hill.
Thank you. I recently got engaged by changing my Facebook status to engaged. I never knew how badly I wanted to get married until I changed my Facebook status to engaged. Did you know that all you have to do to be validated by the entire world is just get engaged? Suddenly people think you're worthwhile because you're marriage material. People have been writing the nicest comments. He's a lucky guy. You're so smart and cool. One guy private messaged me to say he's always wanted to hook up with me, and now he wonders if it's too late. It's more attention than I've gotten in all of my miserable life. It's exhilarating and fantastic. There's only one problem. I'm not engaged. I don't even have a boyfriend. Haven't had a date in months. Here's how it happened. I just innocently changed my status to engaged one night on a wine whim, thinking it was no big deal, thinking it was the equivalent to in an open relationship or swinger. The reason I thought it was no big deal is because the night before I had changed my status to single, which elicited no response whatsoever. Nary alike. So I changed it to engaged, forget all about it, and fall asleep. In the morning, I have 45 comments and 50 thumbs ups, and now everyone thinks I'm engaged. Now I don't know what to do. If I tell them I lied on my status, that makes me a jerk. My friend suggested I create a fake profile for my fake fiancé, linking him back to me via Facebook's handy Engaged to Melinda Hill feature. Maintaining something like that might qualify a person as technically insane. Maybe I could marry one of my exes. They weren't so bad. Millions of people marry all kinds of hot messes every day. Maybe I could just suck it up like they did in the 50s before we got all these wacky ideas about deserving happiness. Unexpected death is completely plausible. The reason you have not met my fiancé is because he recently passed away. Too morbid. Suddenly, becoming engaged has become an urgent priority. Everywhere I go, people are congratulating me. My close friends know the truth about the situation, but with acquaintances, I find it's just easier to tell them what they want to hear than to deal with their disappointment. I heard you got engaged. Who's the guy? How did he propose? Well, he rented out a silent movie theater, and then he came on screen as the actor and proposed to me. Then the lights came up, and there he was with this beautiful diamond. It's being cleaned right now. You know how antiques are. And I was like, what? Yes. And then he goes, I have another surprise for you outside. And I'm like, what? And so we walk outside and he has this hot air balloon waiting. And we just jump in and drift over the city sipping champagne. This little tidbit has the exact sort of over-the-top wow factor I've come to expect from my fake fiancé. Well, what I've noticed is that when a girl announces her engagement on Facebook, it's celebrated like the beginning of an era, while a guy's engagement is treated like the end of an era. These are the kinds of congratulatory comments guys give other guys on their Facebook engagement statuses. I give it a year.
Sure.
I wash my hands of this. Who's a ball and chain? Strip club bus tour. The way they approach the wedding is so different. It's like they're planning two different events as well. Girls will say things like, this year is all about the wedding. While for guys, it just seems to be about cramming their penises into as many last minute holes as they can before they have to settle on one person's holes for the rest of their lives. All of this has helped me to decide that I do want to go ahead and go through with the actual wedding. I'll let you know who the guy is as soon as I meet him. But for now, I'm just going to take that first baby step and change my status back to single. I don't know how people will react, and I'm scared. But I do know that 5 out of 10 fake engagements end up in divorce.
That's very funny, because I think in California, it would be 5 in 10. It's 50% out here, I believe.
Is it?
Divorce, yeah, I believe
so. It may be a little more than that. out here. I don't know. But then countrywide, yeah, I think it's about 53% or something. It's over 50. This is why the whole sanctity of marriage, we can't let gay people get married, is insane, because it's not sacred in this country. More than half the people who get married get divorced. So
right,
what are you talking about?
Right, what are you talking about? But, now, were you ever engaged?
No.
In your life?
No.
You've never been engaged?
No.
Have you had serious boyfriends?
Yes.
Of course you have. And none of them proposed?
No, well, I had a promise ring one time.
Oh, how old were you?
22.
Oh, okay. So that was, I was thinking like promise ring. It sounds almost like a teenager, like a 14 or 15-year-old. Or like what Hannes just gave his fiance. God,
so mean to me. So mean to me. But it's funny.
But I've never had an engagement ring.
Yeah, well, let me just say, it's funny because you didn't, see, you haven't had this. So when I got engaged, nigh on these 8 million years ago, and I changed it to, yeah, all of a sudden, everybody in the world who you thought, your Facebook friends that you thought never paid any attention to you, suddenly cannot stop commenting. Cannot stop. And they just, they love it. But I work with all these very young people at Universal, and it's like, so I'm friends with them on Facebook, and it's like to watch the fact that they will be like, you know, in a relationship with this guy, and then there's like 8 posts of like, why do people stomp on your heart? And then change to single, and then 3 days later, back in a relationship with this guy, and he's the greatest. It's like nobody needs this information, and just let your life be private. It's the weird thing about Facebook. It's like they force information upon you.
But wait a minute. Now you right now your status, does it say something on Facebook?
I think it says single,
because I don't think it has to say anything. Like I don't have a status about that.
Right.
Like I don't have divorced twice loser. I don't have that on my status.
No, you just said there's just a big red L that you don't know this because you always look on your own computer, but on other people's computers, your profile comes up with a big flaming L.
With
on
a big
it.
Loser, with a big
yeah,
slut.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
yeah, you can leave it blank.
I think you can leave it blank. Now, some people write like, in a relationship, and then they write like, it's complicated.
Right.
So that like begs to say, like, what's so complicated?
That's got to be a joke, right?
You know, I've had two people where it's like,
that's like putting
somebody
in an okay
just changed there. It's, and when you change something, it's like it comes up. You don't say, I want to announce it. Facebook announces it for you.
Right.
So it's like this woman, who I barely know, is now in an open relationship. And I'm like,
so you,
what the
you
hell
sent
is
a message
that?
To her.
Yeah, of course, I did. But I'm like, what does that mean? That means I'm still living with this guy,
but
I'm allowed to bang other people.
I like to fuck others.
That sounds like a weird thing to announce to the world.
Yeah,
I don't know.
That sounds gross.
Well, I don't.
Do you guys think it's bad that I've never been engaged?
No, I don't think it's bad.
Or married?
No, I don't think it's bad at all.
I've never been married.
I think we know that, Hannes. Jesus, you've been engaged your whole adult life. How would you be married?
Sure, I did get engaged as a fetus. It's true.
But I also don't really want kids, so maybe that's more.
No, right, exactly.
But
no.
I would like to get married.
Well, that's wonderful. Now, is that your dream engagement, for somebody to rent out a silent movie theater, have a hot air balloon, do the champagne over the city?
I just stole that from my ex. That's the way he proposed to his wife.
Oh, wow. So your ex proposed that way?
Yeah.
Oh, I hate him. No, did that make you a little bit like wanting of like, oh, shit, man, I could have been that girl.
I mean, no, we're friends. You know, that was so long ago. We're friends.
Oh, good. Now, you know. Are you friends with most of your exes?
You know, some of them, it's no. I mean, friendly with some, but
I think it's mature.
Some of them, it's just difficult, like because you try to be friends and then it ends up being, you know, just getting back into old patterns.
But it's mature to be like, not necessarily friends, but to not have like an
animosity.
Like animosity.
I don't like to have animosity with anyone.
Yeah, yes. Me neither, because if you do, then it's like, well, then that's your poor judgment that you were ever with that guy. You fucked that guy and he's a loser. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Right, and okay. I think that it's like if you have you still have a relationship with that person if you're actively hating them.
Right.
You haven't really broken up with that person if you're like, just constantly talking to your friends about a loser and calling up and saying, by the way, I hate you. It's like, no, you really still kind of love him. Or
yeah,
you love
right,
that
true.
You hate him or something. But it's like just being like, hey, yeah, there's somebody I used to have sex with. Like that's, you don't have a relationship with that person anymore. Now
right.
It's just a person you know. It's a friend of yours or it's a friendly person, like you say. But if you're actively engaged, then
in
you're,
playing
you're,
Facebook
yeah,
games,
yeah, you still have a relationship with them.
Yeah, and I think if you're one of those people who like hates your exes, it's there's something really wrong with you.
It is, because it's like it was your poor judgment to get involved with them to begin with.
Yeah, can't you find some resolve or at
do
least
you have
not talk
girlfriends that have gotten married and you've done the bridesmaids thing and
oh,
all that?
Oh yeah, I've been the bridesmaid, I've been the maid of honor many times.
How many times have you been bridesmaid?
I don't know, maybe like 5 or 10.
Have you
had
to
wear all of those dresses?
Yeah.
That's what I want to know.
No, I traded one dress in for a beautiful romper, which I still wear.
Oh, that was good.
I've been a part of many lovely weddings, and my brother just got married in Italy this year.
Did you go?
Oh, yeah, it was fabulous. He rented out like a villa for both the families, and we just drank wine on the
spillage. You should have hired an Italian stud to play your fiance in photographs that you would post on Facebook and then show a picture of like a flaming Fiat and say, well, he died in the car wreck.
Like a car crash.
Because
then
you make like a whole thing and then people send you sympathy.
But I don't think you need it. You don't need a fiance in those photos.
Except you're the one who put the Facebook status up.
Well, that was like 2 years ago.
Well, you were drunk and you thought it'd be funny, right?
I actually was drunk. I was tipsy, and I did it without thinking about it. And the next morning,
you looked on the status and thought,
what
like,
I had done.
Oh shit! What did I post?
Yeah, and then I ended up writing a whole one-person show around it.
Did you really? What was the name of the show?
Marriage Material.
Marriage Material.
Which I toured around. I went to Hawaii with it twice and toured around doing that show, Comedy Central Stage, UCB.
I love Hawaii. Do you love Hawaii?
Oh, it's one of my favorite places.
If you get married, will you honeymoon there?
I think I might get married there.
Yeah, right. A destination wedding. Or just the two of you. How would you see it?
Right, somewhere that your friends...
I would do destination wedding, yeah.
Your friends can't afford to go there, so it'll be... I'm getting married.
Shake
just,
a lot of guests that way.
Yeah.
a lot of guests.
And you can just... You don't really have to get married. You get married to your fictional fiance. It's like, well, we're going to be in Hawaii peak season.
I was just there for New Year's. I went with some friends and it was awesome. But I've gone there 4 times in the last 4 years for work. Jeez.
Hawaii is a terrific place. Yeah, it's a beautiful. Sometimes when I'm in Hawaii, I can't even believe I'm in the United States. Like it seems so distant.
Right.
And you could put like a 37-cent stamp on a postcard and they'll take it to my mom in Pennsylvania.
Right. And for 150 years of the United States history, you were not in the United States.
Right.
It's phenomenal. It is
a great
place. But also, my brother's
state.
Wedding was awesome in Italy. That would be a cool place to get married to.
Is your brother very wealthy?
Well, I don't know how much money he makes, but he's an actuary and his wife is an actuary. So they had under 12
Hot.
People.
They had under 12 people at the wedding?
Yeah. It
well,
was
that was really special.
Yeah.
That's
okay.
Great.
And where did you grow up, Melinda?
Well, we moved a lot, but like all over Kansas, Wyoming, Colorado, and Oklahoma.
So you're a very down-home Midwest girl.
She's a plains girl. She doesn't want the mountains must frighten and confuse her.
Well, I love Colorado is where I spent my formative years.
Okay,
so
well,
I do love
then.
The mountains.
You do? Are you an outdoor person?
Yeah, I am. I that's why I love LA. I love the the climate and I exercise a lot.
What do you do in LA on your off time? What do you like to do?
I hike, I meditate, I write.
Do you go up to Griffith Park a lot?
Travel.
You don't go to Griffith Park?
Well, I don't like to really talk about where
I
hike.
Well, it's 8 miles, square miles. Nobody's going to find you. you're not like a mountain lion up there. You know, nobody's going to find you.
Yeah, I do go to
Griffith
Park.
I know. If you're
Park.
On Facebook and you check
do you guys
in,
want
it
my
says,
address
I'm Griffith
too?
Park. They'll be like, I know exactly where she is. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, we don't know your address. But I play tennis in Griffith Park all the time, and I haven't seen you there. So there.
Yeah, no, there's a lot of different paths up there.
There are. It's 52 miles of hiking trails is what I understand.
Yeah, it's pretty.
It's very beautiful.
Griffith I like the
Park.
One that goes from the bottom near the Greek Theater. It goes up the hill to the
observatory.
That's my favorite one in the city. It just, you can go up and the view is fantastic.
I don't like Runyon because it smells like dog shit.
On those trails?
No, Runyon.
Oh, Runyon Canyon.
The dog shit. Yes, it is actually almost filled in with dog shit.
It's disgusting. And then people like let their dogs jump all over you and they really overestimate the charm of their dogs. They're like,
well, yeah, but Runyon Canyon is an off-leash dog park.
You,
so.
And it's like gross. Yeah.
You know what, Melinda? You should have been on my I Hate the Dog segment. I'm not a big fan of dogs myself.
Well, I like dogs, but I just don't like them jumping on you right. and humping you.
And sometimes that happens at my buddy Tall's house. His dog always jumps and like starts lapping at me. And then Tall pulls the dog back and says, like, Christine doesn't like that. Christine doesn't like that.
No, and it doesn't
like,
do a
I'm
fucking thing.
I'm the bad
thing.
Guy. I know, but like, I'm the bad guy. Like, who the fuck would want this dog jumping on them and putting, you know what I mean?
It's so annoying.
Or like sometimes it just licks my bare legs because the dog likes to lick, like if you have lotion on your legs or something. And it just licks and licks and licks.
Sorry, it's very upsetting. What?
But who wants a dog licking their legs?
I
is
do.
Is this attractive?
I do.
You so, do.
I want that.
That's
Joe
disgusting.
Does.
Disgusting. Joe does.
Men
Joe
with no hair and beards really want to be
want
licked
it.
By animals.
I think it's disgusting.
Hot blondes don't want to be licked by animals. I don't understand.
I'll take a cat any day. An independent cat.
I have an independent cat myself, and I actually
love
she's
em.
Not that independent though. She's
yeah,
very
she's
needy.
A little. She's a kind of a codependent. Yeah, she's like, look at me, look at me, look at me, look at me. You look at her. She's like, go away.
Okay, MelindaHill.com. We go there. That's convenient. And you're there.
I think so.
And what is your goal? What's the end game here in LA?
My end game
I mean,
is,
dream.
I'd like to do at least 10 podcasts this year. Yeah. Do you guys think you could help with that?
Yeah,
absolutely.
Man.
Connection.
Do I? Jorge Reyes, our sound engineer. He's the sound engineer
I'm
to
making
the stars.
A lot of money doing podcasts.
Oh, yeah. This is where all the big money is. Look around.
Do you know
around.
How much money I make?
Hang on,
look
let me
around.
Move my gold chains.
Hannes is wearing
that is my goal. Do you guys think I can reach it?
You could. Hannes has a big Flavor clock.
Yes, I've got a big clock around my.
Are you an
boy?
Actress?
Yes, I am. An
you
actress.
Are an actress, and do you go out on acting auditions, theatrical auditions?
Well, you're the one who read my credits,
right? But I know I've seen you that you've done a lot of comedy, right? So you've done
yes,
characters.
Ma'am. Yes.
Do you have characters in your head, like as if you're a Groundlings person, and you come up with characters and commit to them and have backstory? Do you know what I mean?
No. What do you mean?
Well, Groundlings, a lot of times, like my buddy Dan is a Groundling, and he'll come up, he has like 15 characters. I mean, he can go right to it. He knows everything about them, their backstory, their names, their families.
I hate that shit.
Well,
sorry.
I'm just saying, some people have that. Melinda Hill does not have that.
Again, it's all about me. I'm just like, I remember it's this acting teacher was like, what's your backstory? I'm like, well, I'm from Wisconsin. She's like, no, the character. What is it? It's like, look, the characters are all me. I'm not that talented, okay? It's like I'm going to play me every single time,
well,
so we'll just see if it fits.
Sometimes, though, like these Groundlings actors, and, you know, sometimes
oh, I'm saying,
these,
no,
they're very serious about it, you know?
Like, I know. The seriousness is what I can't stand.
Yeah, like
the
I've
work
said,
is fine. The seriousness about it.
I've
like,
said to Dan some things like, you know, hey, man, maybe that guy should do whatever. And he's like, no, he would never do that. You know what I mean? Like, that's a real man. He's my neighbor. Why would you think he'd do that? But he's not my neighbor.
I think if it serves you to know history about your character, great.
But you, the shows that you've done, like Nick Swardson and Sarah Silverman, Reno 911, you went and you auditioned straight. They told you what they wanted.
Yeah, and some of them were actually just offers. So it was like, can you
nice
play this
It's
thing?
Fun to work, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
I think it is. Don't you, Hannes?
Well, the difference, yes. People may not understand around the country. There's a difference between what we're doing now, which is a lot of fun, but this is not work because there's no checks involved.
Right.
Work is, yes, and Joe Slepsky is out the door. Work is you're actually getting paid. So if you're asked to do it like, yeah, hey, be on a national TV show and we'll pay you, awesome.
Well,
because you probably go on for free.
In my opinion,
you're a whore.
All the auditioning, like I've been auditioning out here for 15 years.
Yeah.
Auditioning is the work. You get the job, and that's the payoff. In other words, when I'm working, it's like a free day. It's the best day of my
life.
Yeah, that's
a vacation.
I'm having
yeah.
a good time.
Yeah.
The auditioning, driving to Santa Monica, putting on my makeup, getting a babysitter, that's the job.
Yeah.
And then people never seem to understand that. They think like, oh my gosh, you made $650 in a day. And it's like, well, if you want to separate that out of the last 65 auditions I went to in the gas money.
Yeah, that's right.
Isn't that funny?
It's a lot of... A lot of time, a lot of energy.
Melinda Hill, would you like to play some Shotgun Storyworthy?
Yes, ma'am.
That music can only mean one thing. It's time for Shotgun Storyworthy.
The game show where contestants spin the Storyworthy Wheel of Truth and tell a true one-minute story on the topic they land.
So everyone, say it with me.
Spin that wheel.
The category is pets, and this reminds me of my little cat I had named Razzle Dazzle, and she had a face only a mother could love. She had some eyes that were droopy with some kind of problem, and she walked into my life. She walked into my little apartment, and everyone, all my friends said, oh, you got to keep her. She's claiming you. So then we went to the vet and got her all the shots and stuff. So then she was with me for a little while, but she was a very gentle and sensitive spirit. And she passed away. She was like hit by a car. And then years went by, and I have a place now where I rent, and I'm not allowed to have a pet. And I thought, how bad could it be? What's she going to do? Get rid of me? So I got this little tiny kitten named Melvin from the farmer's market. And he looked just like Razzle Dazzle. And he would sleep on the VCR and in my arm and everything. And then he was like playing with the shadows of the – my landlord was over watering something. And he was like attacking the shadows of the water. And she goes, you have a cat and you're not allowed. And I said, it's a little kitten. And she said, it'll get big. You go, the cat goes, or you go. So I had to take Melvin back to the farmer's market.
Oh. That's like that story. I almost got teared up. I swear to God, you love that cat.
Loved both of them.
The first cat, what kind of car? What kind of car did it hit?
Didn't love the second one as much as the apartment, but still, that's a whole.
No, but the first one got hit by a car. Did you see this happen, or did somebody bring the cat to your door and say, hey, man, did you have
someone
this cat?
Told me that the cat was outside.
Oh, how upsetting. That's very sad.
Yeah, that's why we keep our cats indoors. We have three cats.
Good for you.
Yeah,
I have one cat. I also keep it indoors. Was your kitty just so rambunctious it had to be out?
Well, we had balconies. It was a Spanish villa-style terrace-y woodsy.
You'll have
situation.
A cat again. You'll have a cat again.
Fuck, I hope so.
You will. You will. You know, my ex-husband, I had a cat when we met, and he was fine with that cat until we had to get rid of it like 6 years in or whatever, because we had the baby and the cat shit on the baby. It's another story. But the point is, we had to get rid of that cat. But my husband had been fine with it all that time. And then last year, when things were starting to get more and more difficult between my husband and I, like things were not doing well. And I said to him at one point, I said, you know, I really want a cat. And he said, no, you can't have a cat because I'm allergic. And I said, but you weren't allergic before.
That's how guys get.
I want a cat. And he said, you cannot have a cat. And so then that's when my first thing about being married to this man for the rest of my life, I start thinking, wait a minute, I'm in my 40s and I'm never allowed to have another cat? Wait a minute. So we go to therapy. We had been in therapy anyway, and we're in marriage counseling. And I told my therapist this. I'm like, I am not going to live the rest of my life without a cat. And the therapist listened to both sides. And then he said to me, he looked at my ex-husband. And he said, Matt, let her get a cat. Christine, get a cat. And then I went out and got a cat. And we got divorced.
So,
I don't know. I guess I took the cat option. I don't know.
And that was the same cat. That was Melvin. Dun, dun, dun. And now you know the rest of the story.
Melinda Hill, you're just adorable. You are so adorable. We're really happy you came.
Thank you. It was really nice to meet you guys.
And I really wish you the best, because I think you've got so much talent, and you're a nice, fresh, beautiful face in comedy.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It's true.
Oh, her. Right.
Not you, Hannes. Her.
Fresh face.
Do you guys think I'll ever get married?
Well, it's interesting because you are a very pretty girl, and like automatically people think like, well, she's got her choice. I mean, that's what people think.
Really?
Yeah. People think that about hot women. They think like, well, you got anything you want. But that doesn't mean that maybe you don't want that. And if you don't want kids, really, what's the point?
I'd like to have a cat with someone.
See? Hannes, you and Sherry have three cats. That's
a lot.
We have
three cats. She had two cats, but now we have our own special cat.
And when you get married someday, in quotes, married, will you adopt that cat?
No, that's our cat already.
Whatever, man. I'm just trying
to
give you a hard
already,
time.
I know. It's
Hannes, when you actually do get married, yes, and it's like your wedding night, can it possibly be hot at all? And is it going to be hot and sexy, or is it going to be like, oh, Jesus, it's been 4 years
now?
Oh,
no, I will be wearing...
a boner.
Well, no, I'm wearing a boner now. Well, really, let's see. Do you wear a boner, or does a boner wear you? Let's face facts.
All right,
but no, I'll be wearing
gentlemen.
A Batman outfit.
Oh, a Batman outfit, honestly, Hannes?
Batman, yeah.
Look, you're turning on our producer,
Joe
Slepsky.
Yeah, I know. Slepsky's wearing a boner right now.
All right,
we're
going to
make that our new slogan. Shotgun story worthy. Wear a boner.
We got to wrap this up. I would like to say thank you to Jorge Reyes. He is our sound engineer.
Yay.
Jorge. put it away.
You guys are delighted.
Sorry, he had his boner
thank
out.
Thank you.
I would also like to thank John Thomas Griffith. You know this guy, Hannes. He is the rock star who wrote our theme song, Follow Me.
He did.
I'm playing tennis with him again tomorrow at 8 a.m.
Right. You have a boner for him.
I do not have a boner for him. We're friends.
You have a
boner. You got a friend boner.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Friend boner. Which is one of my favorite words in the whole world.
I'd also like to thank Joe Slepsky. Joe Slepsky is a real help to our show, Hannes. He's our producer. He helps us out. He pulls it together. He cares. And I like that.
Right. And see, now if I say
he's well-groomed,
he doesn't have a boner, then he'll be like, I do too, because it'd be insulting to say he doesn't have a boner. Right?
And I'd also like to thank our storyteller tonight, the lovely Melinda Hill. And on behalf of you, Hannes...
Swing!
And on behalf of you, Hannes Finney, my dear co-host, my name is Christine Blackburn, saying, make it a story-worthy week.
Thanks for joining us on the Storyworthy Podcast. We'll be back next week with all new stories. Subscribe to Storyworthy on iTunes and visit the Storyworthy website at storyworthypodcast.com.
If you like listening to comedy, try watching it on the internet. The folks behind the Sideshow Network have launched a new YouTube channel called Wait For It. It's got interviews with comedians like Reggie Watts, Todd Glass, Liza Schlesinger, I've been friends with her for 10 years, one of the funniest people out there, and I still have a hard time with the last name, Liza. Our very own Owen Benjamin, that's me, takes you on a musical journey down internet rabbit holes and much more. You don't have to wait any longer. Just go to youtube.com/waitforitcomedy. There's no need to wait for it anymore because it's here and it's funny. And I love you.